This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, as we like to eye up the enemy, he is our guy, Lomas Brown, the former Detroit Lions Super Bowl champion, now doing nights on WJR 760 AM in Detroit. What's going on, Lomas?
Hey, I'm great. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man. Things are going good here. I mean, the Bucks aren't going so well, but outside of the Bucks, everything else seems to be fine. We look at this game with the Packers and the Lions, and obviously Jordan Love is questionable. He's out there practicing in the rain yesterday and all that, so one would have to assume with that groin injury that he's going to be able to play in this game. What have been the thoughts of you and Lions fans about this Packers team so far in the season since we haven't seen one another yet?
Well, I think, first of all, no doubt that we knew that Jordan was going to play. This game is too big. It's an important game. So we kind of knew he was going to play. But as far as, you know, how we're looking at them, we know that this division, how it's shaking out, this is going to be a tough division. And, you know, to get a game, especially in a division game like this, is going to be tough because the teams know each other oh so well. But I think the winner of this game, this is just such a pivotal game at this time of the year. I think the winner of this game really sets themselves up, not to say have a stranglehold on the division, but I think they have a leg up on the division, whoever comes out as the winner of this game. So it's an important game. That's how we've looked at it. Like I say, we know that their best player was going to play in this game. So hopefully we'll be ready for them on Sunday.
What was it like when you played, when it was rivalry week, whether it's the Bears, the Vikings, or the Packers? Players always say, it's another game on the schedule. We go out and play. Ooh. That's more about the fans, and that's really not as much about us and that type of stuff. Were the Packers that first rival? Was it the Bears? Was it the Vikings for you guys in Detroit back then?
Oh, yeah. Whoever said that sounded like a politician because they were lying, man. These games always carry extra meaning to you, man. You want to beat your divisional foe, especially because they're so close to you. It's bragging rights. Just all the things that go along with beating them, being able to knock them out the playoff if they're in playoff position. Just a lot of things that have gone into those rivalries over the years that, no, man, you want to beat them, and you want to beat them convincingly. If you can run the score up on them, why not? So, again, I know Green Bay feels the same way. They want to prove that they're the best team in the North, and, of course, the Lions, we want to defend that. So it's going to be a good game.
I don't know about you, Lomas. I mean, you were in the Silverdome and had play in the Dome too, but the way that this Lions team plays right now, as physical as they play, they run the football. It's the black and blue division of old, the kind of style they play to a certain degree. Feels like they should have a stadium without a damn roof on it to me.
Yeah. I know, man. You know, but we like the comforts of indoors. At least I do, calling the game. So we like the comforts of indoors plus – you know, that noise, it bounces off the roof, man. That noise is contained in there. And our fans have definitely been, you know, the 12th man for the Lions over the last year or so. So we want to keep that advantage as much as we can.
When we talk about Jared Goff, a lot of conversation about him being in that MVP race. Has anything changed with Jared Goff in the last year or two for him to take this step? Or is there something else?
No, I just think it's Jared just, one, mastering the offense. I mean, he's almost like a coordinator out there on the field. I mean, he takes what Ben Johnson wants to get done, and he goes out on the field and executes it along with the rest of the guys on the offensive side of the ball. So I don't think it's nothing. And to be honest with you, he's been this way since he's been here. I mean, Jared has been pretty steady. He's been a steady and calming force for this offense. He's just taking this game to another level. And I just think our run game, I think the offensive line, I just think all the weapons and everything he has around him has allowed him to kind of take his game to another level. But to me, he's been playing at this high level for a while here. It's just, I think the people on the outside, they're really, really starting to take notice to what type of quarterback he really is.
Time with former Lions All-Pro offensive lineman, should be in the Hall of Fame. Lomas Brown joins us. Follow him on Twitter at Lomas Brown 75. During the draft this last year, I got very mad because Terry Arnold was a guy that I really, really wanted. And the Packers didn't move up when they should have moved up. They were two picks away. They could have moved up with either team, Philadelphia or Jacksonville, to try and get up and didn't do it. Then y'all swoop in and get the dude. So tell me this. How good has he been? How good has this draft class been? Because the Packers draft class has been a home run to this point. Outside of their first round pick, Evan Williams has been one of the best safeties in football. He's out this week, of course, because of injury. Edgerrin Cooper has been outstanding at linebacker for the Packers, super athletic. How has this draft class turned out for the Lions?
Yeah, it's been good as advertised. Our draft class has. I think Terrion has stepped up to the plate. I think he's at the level that we anticipated him being able to play at. And the great thing is he's only going to get better. To me, he has the makings of being a shutdown cornerback in this league, and that's a good thing when you could see that in a young player like him. And I just think Ennis Rakestraw, he hadn't gotten the opportunity yet, but he's another young man that the coaching staff raved about. And I think we've hit a home run. I think Brad Holmes has done a great job over the last few years bringing in the talent. And the talent has been playing. I mean, our guys, our first, second, third-year guys, they have really been playing and contributing to the success of this team. So I think we've done very, very well. And like you said, Green Bay feels like they've done a great job watching them. That secondary is something that we're going to have to be really cautious about because they're turning the ball over. But, again, I think both teams think that they got young players that will be good for the future haul.
Two things. You could have just lied to me and said, hey, you know what? He's not as good as you thought, Spark. They probably should throw at him all game. Take your chance. I think he'll be all right. That would have made me feel better. Not, he's going to be a shutdown quarter. That makes me want to cry. Because, again, the Packers drafted Jordan Morgan, who, he's going to be left tackle. Oh, he's going to be a guard. Then he was hurt. Now he rotates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's in and off the field, and we'll see. I'm sure he'll be okay. But my argument then was, if he is a Pro Bowl right tackle and Arnold is a Pro Bowl corner, I'd rather have the corner. If he's a Pro Bowl guard and he's a Pro Bowl corner, I'd rather have the corner. Unless he gets to the point of being that great left tackle versus the corner, then fine, you win. Morgan was probably the better choice in just waiting, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm going to be mad about Terry and Arnold forever. The other thing I want to know is, how did former Buccaneers quarterback Brad Johnson get into your mind?
Man, I don't know. I know I'm thinking Brad Holmes and Brad. But look, he got me a Super Bowl. So
he
I
did.
He needs to be on my mind.
He did indeed, man. Yes, yeah. He did. That was good stuff. Talking with Lobus Brown. Follow him on Twitter at LobusBrown75. Let's talk about that Lions defense. No Aiden Hutchinson. Obviously, lose him to injury. Trade deadline is Tuesday. Do you expect the Lions to do something between now and Tuesday?
I do. I think we will have to do something. It may not be the big splashy name out there. It may not, you know, but I do think we do have to do something because, you know, going through this last game, you know, we didn't generate the pressure that we needed to generate on Mason Rudolph, and he had a pretty good game against us. So the better quarterbacks that we see, we're going to have to get consistent hits, pressures, you know, sacks on those guys to really get them off their spot. So I think that is a point of emphasis that we have to make. And like you say, we only got a few days to get it done. So I think something will happen soon.
All right, I'm going to do something. I'm going to play some audio for you. I'm leaving you potted up, right? So don't swear when you hear this, please. You can do whatever else. Just don't swear, all right? Now,
all right.
Because I laughed out loud when I heard it. I don't know if you've heard it yet. Former NFL GM Mike Tannenbaum today on Get Up on ESPN said the Lions are going to make a trade, or he wants the Lions to make a trade that would involve the Lions getting a really good defensive player. Go ahead, play.
All right. The Detroit Lions are going to acquire Myles Garrett for 3 first-round picks, Jahmyr Gibbs, and a second-round pick. And the Detroit Lions are going to win the Super Bowl.
He was a GM, Lomas.
Man, is he kidding me? I mean, I know Miles is a good – great player. But, man, there's no way we giving up Jahmyr Gibbs. There's just no way, man. This guy, man, no. Yeah, I don't know what Mike Tannenbaum was – I don't know. Yeah, he must have been on something earlier today. And I just seen him. He was at the last game we called. He was just at our last game, and I got the opportunity to talk to him. So next time I see him, I'm going to have to ask him, hey, Mike, what was in that can or that pipe or whatever you were smoking?
I heard it. We played it, and I was like, oh, my goodness. You've got to be kidding. Who was it that walked? Charlie, did you say got up and walked off?
Ryan Clark. And then every other host was, like, checking his cup and stuff, just like you're saying, checked his can.
Yeah, that sounds crazy there, man. Hey, look, I know they want some first takes.
Yeah,
that was a crazy take there.
Yeah, that was. Lomas, I got to ask you, so defensively – we know kind of that whole deal. My concern, I think everybody's concern is from a Packer fan standpoint, is stopping Montgomery and Gibbs, and that being the biggest issue. I realize that Goff is going to throw it. I get it. But I just don't think you can beat Detroit if you can't stop the run.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know where that starts at? It starts up front with our offensive line. I mean, I think we have the best – I know we have the best offensive line in the league. And that's what everything starts and stops with. That's why Jahmyr, that's why David. That's why Jared. That's why Amon-Ra. All these guys. That's why they're able to do what they're doing, able to execute these plays, is because of the time that he's given, or the offensive line selling the fakes on play action passes to make it look like a run. So Jared can get that ball over top of whatever we're trying to do. They do a great job at that, and that's the reason why, you know, everything is clicking for us, because of those five guys up front.
All right, Lomas, prediction time. I know you're with the team and all that, but you also have your own talk show on JMR, so you tell me what happens.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a closer game. I do, like I said, I expect Jordan and Love to play and pretty much play the whole game. I think I'm looking at probably like a 28-24 type of game. That it's going to be a close game, but I think the Lions come out on top. I think it's something that, A, they've gone there and won there before. You know, it used to be that mystique about Lambeau. I think now with these young guys, because they've had success there, I don't think they look at it the way we used to look at it. And I think they come out, play well, and get the victory in the rain, in the cold of Lambeau Field. Yeah.
Can I just say something? This whole in the snow, in the cold of Lambeau Field, the Packers haven't played well in the snow or the cold of the Lambeau Field in the postseason for a decade. Like, it doesn't help them. It doesn't. I mean, it's great that y'all think it does. I swear to you, they'd rather be in a dome in the playoffs where the elements don't come in, they can throw and spread out the field and all that stuff. I really think it works against the Packers more than it helps the Packers, at least when they had Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what it goes with Jordan Love, but it certainly wasn't a big benefactor for the Packers in the playoffs with Rodgers.
That's why I love Ford Field. You made my case for me for Ford Field.
Darn it.
The warmth, the comforts of 70 degrees. Yes, I'll take that. I will take
that. Well, you
that.
Played in a dome. Did you hate it that much, having to go to Green Bay in the winter?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, man, because it seemed like every game we played, you guys, whether it was in Milwaukee at County Stadium or in Lambeau, it seemed like it was always in December, November, January. You know, well, we didn't play y'all in January. But December, November, you get my drift. It seemed like those games were always scheduled around that time for us to be outside. So, yeah, I used to hate there. Soldier Field. Oh, that was terrible, too. Terrible.
He is Lomas Brown. Follow him on Twitter at LomasBrown75. And, of course, he does that weeknight show on WJR Radio called Sports Wrap. Check him out there. And, of course, always on the call of the Lions games, too. Lomas, thanks so much for coming on, man. I'm glad we could make it work out.
Take care, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.